welcome to Run, Thrive, Survive with me, your host, Sierra Carter, the number one podcast for your healthy habits for nutrition and exercise, race reviews from special guests, and everyday motivation. And of course, you guys, surviving life together. Are you guys ready? Let's go. All right, you guys, welcome to another wonderful podcast. Of course, we're here on Run, Thrive, Survive. You'll notice I changed the name if you've been following this. So just remember, it is now Run, Thrive, Survive, because we're going to survive together as we go on today's race review. And I've got a great one for you today because I've got my best friend, Kaya, here today. And her and I actually did a fun race about 2 years ago. Wow. It's literally been 2 years.
Isn't 2019.
So we did a race 2 years ago. And that's what we're going to be talking about. And it's a vacation race, which we'll get into what those are. They sound great, right? They are amazing. I absolutely love them. Kaya tells me she's never going to run another half every single time we run.
We're getting ready for our fourth one.
That shows you how much we love them. So before I get into that, I just want to recap last week. So last week we talked about this crazy one that I did up in South Dakota, which was Crazy Horse. And just kind of recapping that, there's no news right now of sign up for next year yet. Be watching and on the lookout for that because that race is in October. So just a quick blurb out there to be watching and ready if Crazy Horse was one that you wanted to do. But getting back in to the race that we ran 2 years ago, we went to this tiny town. Like, how many people do you think it had?
It was really small.
It was small in the middle of nowhere. And it was in Page, Arizona. Now, I grew up in a tiny town. So to me, I was like, oh, it's going to be a small town. No big deal. This one was literally in the middle of nowhere, and I've never seen somewhere so desolate, but it was a grand adventure, and we've got lots of pictures for you. So we did the Antelope Canyon Half Marathon. I think they offer four different races at this one. They offer a half, a 55K, which for you or me that doesn't understand kilometers, it's 34.175 miles. And there's a 50-mile race and also an ultra for a 100-mile race. If you're doing those, God bless you. I couldn't do those. We were just talking about how it takes you over like 24 hours. I think they give you a 24, 28, 29-hour cutoff. So that's incredible. But it is located in the tiny town of Page, Arizona. Now, where is Page, Arizona? It's actually at the very top of Arizona, right next to the Utah border, which is really funny. So I saw something on their website. The two time zones in the spring, depending on when you go, if it's before or after you spring forward, are different because Arizona doesn't change their time zones. So if you're jumping up to Utah, I think you're either going forwards an hour and jumping back down, you're going back an hour. So you have to set your clocks manually if you do this race after. I think it's after. Yeah, after. You go after daylight savings time. But if it's before that, then you don't have to because they're on the same time zone. Weird. That's just one thing to kind of look at before we get into all the nitty gritty of the race. So this race is actually around the daylight saving time zone. We did it on March 7th in 2019. This last past year, I think in 2020, it was canceled or it might have been the last race they did. But this past year, 2021, it was on March 14th through the 17th. So it was that weekend. And I say it was through that weekend because, of course, the ultras go overnight. So it was probably the race started on the 13th and probably went through the 15th. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But one of those days. So it was that chunk of time. Now, the type of climate that it was in was dry, dry, and very dry.
And crazy windy.
It's crazy windy in Arizona during this time of year. So if you've never been to Arizona or the West, which Kaya didn't because she kept asking me the entire time, is it always this windy? And I was like,
"It is nuts."
I was like, yeah, this is typically actually what Arizona and New Mexico are like. That's where I grew up in New Mexico. We used to have like 50-mile-per-hour winds in the springtime. It's average. And the average temperature around that time is about 38 to 60 degrees.
It's cold.
It's cold. It's a wide range. And honestly, you're going to have to dress for both because it both happen. But it's most likely if it's windy, it's just going to be cold. So just prepare for that unless you're used to it. Now, flying in. I want to give a little bit of background between Kai and I. So we've been friends for
5 years?
Five, 6 years. And she lived out here when I met her. I moved from New Mexico. Then she moved out to Utah and moved away from me. But she lives an hour outside of Salt Lake City. So that's actually where I flew in. So I flew into Salt Lake City. There's four options that you can fly into. There's St. George, which is about 3 hours away from Page, Arizona. Las Vegas, you can go gamble in and have fun at the casinos, 4 hours away. Phoenix, 4.5 hours away. And the one I chose is Salt Lake, which is 5 hours and 45 minutes. So that means we got to go road tripping. And I want Kaya to tell the story because she's amazing at telling stories. And on the road trip down, what happened?
Well, we were going along, and Sierra and I, when we do these races, it's really a great time for us to catch up, right? Because we see each other maybe twice, 3 times a year. So right. We have to cram in all of the things that have happened in the past 6 months into our little car ride, right? So we're driving. And I mean, I get very intense when I tell stories, right? So we're driving down the road. And in Utah, the way it works is everything's on I-15, right? Interstate 15. And then once you hit past Provo, there's nothing there until you get to about Cedar City.
There's
right?
literally nothing,
right?
We almost ran out of gas at that one point.
And the speed limit's nice. It's 80 miles per hour. So you're just cruising along, right? Well, I'm getting really into my story. I'm telling her, like, you know, animated and stuff. And apparently I was pushing on the gas a little too much, right? And yes, that was where I got my first speeding ticket, was Cedar City. The police officer did not like that I disagreed with him about the pace I was going. But yes, that was wonderful. Great start to a wonderful trip.
And on top of that, we tried to stop for some hiking. And I don't remember what town we start.
Duck Creek Village. In Dixie National Forest.
So in Duck Creek Village, we tried to go hiking. And now I kind of double questioned this because I was thinking March is kind of early for hiking out in Utah and even Arizona.
Keep in mind, I grew up in Florida. Seasons are not a thing here.
And so we went to Duck Creek Village and we're driving up. So we started in lower elevation and we're driving up to this to go hiking. And as we go, the snow is getting higher. And higher and higher. And I swear they had like 5 or 6 feet of snow.
It was a lot of snow.
It was so much. I've never seen so much snow in a village before. And I mean, I've been to Breckenridge. I've been all these different areas. I've never seen so much snow. And we go into the gas station. We're like, so are there any hiking trails around here?
And of course, the lady was like, we're literally the only thing open right now. It's winter.
Oh, and Kai was like, what do you mean it's winter?
I was very upset. This ruined my plans. I was also in flip-flops, keep in mind. She thought we were nuts.
Flip-flops and shorts. So that was our first thing that kind of went wrong right after the speeding ticket.
Right after.
So we go on our merry way and we finally make it down to Flagstaff. So we actually drove through Page. We drove through it at night, so we didn't really see what it actually was. But we got down to Flagstaff. And in Flagstaff, because we made a road trip out of it, we went through this really creepy town. I guess Flagstaff's kind of creepy at night when you run around it, around yes. the trail, train tracks. Probably shouldn't do that. But we did. We got down there. We ran it, spent a day for another little hike, and then we went up to the Grand Canyon. Now, I don't want to get too much into everything that we did yet because I do want to go through the rest of the stats. But just remember, we left off at the Grand Canyon. Now, of course, once we got to Page, where did we stay? We stayed at an Airbnb, actually, and we rented out a full house. So we stayed at Vindy's place, which you could probably find on Airbnb. It's a cute little 2-room house. She rents out both rooms. So it's if you have a big party, it's a really great place to stay where you can all stay together. You have a house to yourselves because she's not down there. I think she was from not from there. So she goes half and half to somewhere else. So that's a really good place to stay, is Vindy's Place. Or you can stay where they recommend it on Vacation Races, which is partnered with Lake Powell Resort, located on Lake Powell. They're about the same price. So the Airbnb was about $50 a night for the whole house, and the resort is $69 a night, but you have lake views, and I think you're right on the lake with Lake Powell Resort. So just something to look into. Those do book up quickly, so if you sign up for the race, you want to get your hotel as well as quick as you can.
Also, with Vindy's Place, she does rent out the other room if you're not taking both rooms.
Yes.
So we had people from like Switzerland or something in the other room.
Yes, we did. Cool. It's a cool place. If you're just traveling on your own, you'll definitely meet somebody else staying there. But if you're maybe you want some more privacy, you might want to either rent out the entire house itself or get a hotel room. Now, there's a bunch of other hotels that were popping up around there. So I'm pretty sure there was a Holiday Inn. There's a bunch of hotel rooms that you could also find over there. And I'm sure they're all located within the same place. I think Page itself is about 15 minutes from the start line. So it's not far. Anywhere mm-hmm. you stay in Page is not going to be far. Now, if you stay outside of Page, which I really have no clue where you'd stay outside of Page.
Everything's like an hour away.
Everything's got to be like an hour to 2 hours away. So you want to stay in Page, Arizona. Now, the race starts around 7:30. So you want to keep this in mind when you're looking for a place to stay. You are able to do a lot of stuff before 7:30. The sunrise is pretty early there. So it was light by the time we started the race, which is just another thing to keep in mind. Now, before we move on, when is registration? So registration for next year, because it already happened this year, starts on June 7th. Early registration is $100. Middle registration, like average, is $125. And if you're signing up later than kind of the end date, latest up to the expo, it's $150. So just something to keep in mind if it's something you really want to do. They do have deferments and bib transfers just for an extra fee, but that fee is like $10 to $20. It's really not a bad deal if you want to sign up for it right away. It's a great deal. And also, you can also start working for a charity or raise money through a charity and get a bib that way as well. So sometimes if it's sold out, you can raise money for a charity. Now, there is an expo. The expo was a couple days before it, and I think the expo was at the town hall or something like that when we were there. So it was there, and they just keep in mind that the vacation races, so it is a series. They have everything, a zero waste policy. So you're not going to get a lot of things that you have to throw away. Everything you get is reusable or recyclable. A big thing with this is, one, water bottles, which we'll talk about later. But at the expo, and I remember this because I had to pee really bad, at the expo and at the races, they have what you call the great outdoor composite portable toilets. And it conserves water and eliminates waste. It's kind of like your own like portable little potty around in the great outdoors with you. It's a really awesome concept. I just get really freaked out when it comes to public restrooms. So it was an awesome concept and a lot of people love it. I just want to kind of leave that out there. They have those along the race. They're not going to have porta potties, which I think is way better than a regular porta potty, but there's not a lot of places for actual restrooms out there. So just something to keep in mind. Now, when we come back from the break, we are going to dive right in to the race, what type of race it was, what you're running on, share some pictures with you, and what we did around Page, Arizona. Because I gave you the basics now for you to sit and chew on, kind of start planning your race, where you want to stay, where you want to go, where you want to fly into. And the next part is to make sure that this race is perfect for you. So before we go to the break, is there anything you want to add to anything I just said, Kaya?
Nope, I think you covered all of it.
All right, well, we will see you right after this break.
Join us for the fresh, new For Your Best Self podcast with Drs. Anita Saluja and Rebecca Novo of Dermatology Plus Plastic Surgery. We will reveal the facts about techniques, trends, products, and procedures to be your best self. The first and only podcast combining the synergy of aesthetic dermatology plus plastic surgery. Search For Your Best Self on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Spotify.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So I want to get our race review started with a little video that Kaya and I took right at the beginning of the race. Finally at our half marathon.
Woo!
So you can see we are gathered at the very start of the line, and it was really, really cold that morning. Again, I was in two layers of jacket. Kaya was able to take off her jacket throughout the race. I kept 2.5 layers on, and people were making fun of me saying I was going to get hot. And I was like, I'm from Florida. I run in like 100-degree weather. Don't try me. So to get this started, Kaya and I are going to play a little game. Well, I guess quiz each other on this. So to get the race map first is the type of race it was, because there's point to points, there's out and backs, and this one was a loop. So this race was a loop around the entire city, or I guess not city, little town of Page, Arizona. I think it was a beautiful loop because you got to see Lake Powell, you got to go around Page, Arizona itself. What did you think about the loop?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. You go right through the city. Right. It kind of starts more on the trail and like right by Lake Powell, and you can see all of Lake Powell. It's really pretty, kind of like the river cutting through parts of Antelope Canyon.
What do you think about the start of the race?
Oh, yes. You start running in sand and then up a giant hill. So
we actually have a video. If you're on the podcast, I'll go ahead and explain the video. It's Kai and I running on the sand, and it's her and I talking about this sand is not like beach sand. This is clay dirt sand. There it is, the video. And there is a major hill up above or up ahead of us with this sand that we had to climb up. Go ahead and play the video.
We're not in Florida. Look at that hill.
So it was a short-lived video, but there's a major hill up ahead. And I mean, this hill was steep. This was like climbing up the side of a mountain. It was the first trek onto the trail because this is a trail running race. So most of the way, I was single file most of the way. So some people created it maybe double and they were running up on the rocks and stuff. But there were parts where there's a cliff. And I mean, it's not like you drop off cliff, but if you slip, you're going to start rolling down the side of a rocky cliff area. It's not horrible. It honestly sounds worse than it is. It's real easy to run past. And honestly, even if you're afraid of heights or anything, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But I just be aware that it is there.
It's very narrow. Yeah.
It's very narrow. And I know with Kaya, how did you were getting stuck kind of behind people.
Yeah. You got to keep a nice pace, otherwise.
Right. So it's one of those like race things where if you know that you're struggling on the trail, which is completely fine, it's one of those races you have to be very cognizant of people around you, where maybe you just step off to the side and let other people go through. Or if you're trying to get past somebody, you're going to have to go around the trail and kind of hop the rocks itself. I still love trail running, but it was definitely a hard one for a half marathon.
And I was training in Utah. Like, I was running on hills, and I was not ready for some of those hills they had on there.
Exactly. So I didn't have hills here in Florida, so I wasn't ready for the hills whatsoever. But it's one of those where your training's going to have to be very specific. How would you recommend training for it?
Yeah, you could try running in sand. Running on the beach would be smart.
Right, if you're in Florida.
Yeah, and if you're in places where they do have hills, running up hills for sure.
Probably running up and down the hills. Now, if you have sandy hills, that's even better. Yeah. I mean, I would run in Florida at high tide. That's the type of sand that we had. The high tide. Yeah, high tide. Because the sand's going to be very mushy. It's clay-like, so it's light. So it feels like you're just pushing feathers around. So just a few training tips. Now, on top of it, especially if you're in Florida, the elevation. So the elevation, did you find the elevation to be that hard after training in Utah?
No.
Yeah, so she didn't have any trouble with the elevation. I could feel it a little bit, but it wasn't horrible. So the elevation start was about 4,300 feet. Not bad, not terrible. It's not anywhere close to like medically considered high elevation where you have to start preparing and worrying about it. But if you're coming from Florida, it is something that you feel. And there are very significant elevation changes. It goes like, I mean, the entire thing is like up and down. It's not a flat course whatsoever. And it is a quick foot race just because there are rocks that you're going to be running on. It does go on the pavement at one point, though. So it's not completely on the trail, but it does go to the pavement at one point. Now, what you need to bring, the mistake that we made, is we didn't bring anything to carry water in. We both didn't read the brochure before we ran this race. She knew. I remember you telling me, oh yeah, I knew that there wasn't going to be water on this race. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's no water. So I didn't have a sip of water the entire half marathon in Arizona, where it's very, very dry. And at the end of it, I felt like I was a lizard.
Yeah, they had chocolate milk afterwards, and I thought you drank like three of them, like just downed them.
I was so thirsty. And on top of it, they don't have water bottles at the end. You have to use mugs, reusable mugs, because it's a no waste, reuse, recycle type of race. So on top of that, I was over there filling up my mugs as high as they can go and trying to replenish my body with chocolate milk. So that's just something to keep in mind. There's a lot of cute race packs. Like, you know, I have one that goes around my waist. Some people wear it on their back. Some people just carry their water bottles. Whatever fits your fancy, I would definitely recommend bringing it to this race. Now, as far as getting dressed up, like, would you say you could have run that start to finish without a jacket? I mean, we started at like 30 degrees.
Yeah, you definitely need one before the race starts. But right. I know people that would like wear their jacket and then right as it starts, rip it off and throw it to the side and then run the race.
Yes. So a lot of people do that. I recommend if you want to do something like that, wear sweatpants or a jacket beforehand. I would get something from Walmart. Sometimes I know in major marathons, the Cub Scouts come out and they collect them and give them to the to homeless people or to people in need. So I would definitely try, you know, even do that. It's kind of your way of giving back too as well. Now, at the very end, and we have two pictures of them, we had the awards. So the awards are actually cool. They were locally made awards or a finisher medal. So for the ultras and the big winners, they got like jewelry and handmade stuff from the local tribes around there. Or we got a finisher race mug, which I was super happy about because I have so many medals and I didn't really want to add another medal to it. But we have first, here's the medal. So you can see the medal in the picture. If you're on the podcast, we have, I think it's iron. I guess it's iron. I'm not sure what kind of material that is, but it's carved out of the material and it has a, oh gosh, what do you call it? Almost like a tribal like necklace part of it with print. So it's made out, it feels like rope, almost like a fine rope. That's how it feels like on the medal. Now the other one is a mug, and the mug is a regular like mug that you can bring camping. I forgot what they call that, like a little like metal mug, and it just says finisher half marathon of Antelope Canyon. I definitely would recommend getting the mug if you're someone like me that has way too many medals. Which one? You got the medal, right?
Yeah, I got the medal.
Right.
I like the medals.
Kaya loves the medals, and I just like little practical things.
You have so many medals.
You have so many medals. I'm like, oh, give me something practical, like a mug. I am collecting mugs from all 50 states, so this did help from Arizona. Now, while we're there, of course, we have to talk about places to eat. Why don't we go ahead and start with the Mexican place? What do you think about the Mexican place? We went to El Tepito.
Yeah, they had lots of color. I remember that.
Yes. And they had pretty good food. I would definitely recommend going there. That was our first night, but we ate way too much.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't recommend going there and binging.
I wouldn't recommend eating that before you run either.
Definitely not. It was heavy. Yeah. It was definitely heavy. And then we went to Big John's Texas Barbecue, which I'm sure they're a great restaurant. I personally don't think I could recommend it myself because I had some stuff in my food and was...
They renovated a gas station.
Yes, they renovated a gas station. A cute, cute place. The food was good. I just found like hair in my food, which I'm sure they're just an off day for them, but just my opinion. And then Bonkers Restaurant, which everybody that was about to run this half marathon went to. I actually really like Bonkers.
Yeah,
Bonkers
really
had
nice.
Really good food.
They forgot our breadsticks for forever.
But. Oh, yeah. They forgot our breadsticks, but they were super sweet. They had just opened when we got there. And I would definitely highly recommend that one if you're looking for somewhere to eat the night before the race, because it was Italian, they had lots of pasta. Now, other than that, we just kind of bought our food from Walmart there locally. Now, on the way there, of course, we got to talk about places to go because you're going to be there for longer than just the race, right? Well, I would hope so. But now places to go, it's kind of around Page. It's not in Page. There's only a couple things to do in Page. And in Page, there is Antelope Canyon, both north.
Upper and lower.
Upper and lower, which is gorgeous. I want to pull up a picture of Antelope Canyon. Here is Kaya and I in front, or I think we are in, so this is the first part of Antelope Canyon.
Hold on, I'll find it.
Sorry. So no, stay on that picture.
Okay.
So this is Antelope Canyon. So when you go in there, this is actually a picture I took. If you're watching this on YouTube, if not, you can also head over to my Facebook page to, or my Facebook and my Instagram to look at it. It, you are inside of, I guess you would say a cave, rivet.
Kind of. It's a canyon, you know?
Canyon. Yeah, I guess you're inside of a canyon, but they're close together. And now the wind has carved out this canyon and made this beautiful rock formation. Go ahead and switch to the next picture. This is Kaya and I inside the canyon with the rock formation. I have to say, out of all the national parks, other than Glacier, this had to be one of my absolute favorite. Just the colors, the how beautiful it was. It was vibrant. I loved it. What did you think about
it? It was really cool. You do have to get tours. You can't just kind of wander around them because they have problems with flash flooding there.
Right. Yep. There's the Lake Powell. Lake Powell next to it is sometimes it overfills when it, I think they said rains. When it rains.
When it rains, they don't let people go in.
And we went there when it was super windy, so a lot of dirt was flying into our face. So just heads up, make sure you check the weather beforehand. You don't want a windy day, even if it's in the canyon. You don't want a windy day. Now, the other things to do around Page, Arizona is Zion, Bryce Canyon, which we went to, but we drove through that on the way back up. Horseshoe Bend, which I think we have a picture of Horseshoe Bend of us laying next to Horseshoe Bend.
And that's right in Page. Like, that was right.
That was right in Page. So Horseshoe Bend, we could have walked to from our Airbnb.
You think so?
I think it was like maybe a half a mile away. So in this picture, you could see me laying down at the edge of the cliff, which I'm sorry, Mom. And Horseshoe Bend's right there. It's the start of the Grand Canyon, right?
Yeah, that's, I think, the Colorado River, and it goes into the Grand Canyon.
Yes, and it's a really beautiful thing to check out while you're there. Honestly, you don't have to pay for it. You just go up. I think they're actually building things that you have to pay for parking while
yeah,
we were
there. Yeah,
we miss those. So you might have to pay for parking, but we miss those. So we just went up there. There's a lot of construction at that time. But there's also, in Page, you can boat around Lake Powell. So Lake Powell was gorgeous. Kaya jumped into Lake Powell, which we have a video of.
It was very cold.
So here's Kaya jumping in to Lake Powell.
It's so cold. You can hear the wind, too.
That was my absolute favorite video of that entire trip. Kaya was craving water. And she needed her beach. And we went to, I think it was Wawi Beach of Lake Powell. And that's exactly where we went to. And we found her beach. And the water was freezing.
Yeah. Very cold.
And now the last couple is was it Hanging Garden Trailhead?
Yeah, I think so.
Where was that one?
That's right off of Glen Canyon Dam.
Okay. I don't fully remember.
We just parked there and then they didn't really have trails. We just kind of wandered on the rocks and you can see really pretty views of Lake Powell.
That's right.
We took some pictures.
Definitely another place to go if you want to have an adventure more off the trails. Stargazing too. If at night the stars are absolutely beautiful out there, you just have to drive a little bit outside of Page. I mean, you can honestly see them in Page because it's a smaller town, but if you drive outside of Page, it's gorgeous. The stars are just incredible out there. They also have Glen Canyon Dam, which you drive over when you come into Page from Utah. And that is incredible. That was pretty cool. I've never seen such a big dam or just canyon. I don't know. That was just, it wowed me. We would run over it quite a few times while we were there just to kind of warm up for the race itself. Now, back to our Grand Canyon story, because we just have a few pictures to show from the Grand Canyon. We went, it was one of our first stops, so we went to Flagstaff, then we went up to the Grand Canyon. Now, the Grand Canyon was just as windy and just as cold, and you will see in our video where we went to Ooh-Ah Point. Now, this is also the trail that it goes all the way down into the canyon, and I think you stay overnight. It's like 9 miles down, 9 miles up. And when we went, it was so windy, we almost blew off the side. Let's go ahead and play that video. You can hear the wind whipping across. You can see the views here. And we were on a corner, and I was honestly turning to film the rest of it. But I remember in this video, the wind was almost whipping that phone out of my hand. It was so
intense,
bad. And there was this random guy that just decided he just wanted to run down to the bottom.
There's like mud and water down the trail, so we're being really careful not to slip down. This guy was just running it. I think he was French. He was cool.
Yeah, I mean, he, not a care in the world, just ran right past us. And we're like, whoa. I wish I could be like that. He looked like a gazelle. He definitely looked like an antelope. An antelope. I'm telling you, like nice long legs, definitely something I'm a little bit jealous of as a runner. But no, we did go to Grand Canyon. What was your favorite part, Kaya?
Of the whole trip? Probably... the boat tour was really cool.
The boat tour was fun.
Probably Horseshoe Bend. What about you?
Yeah. I have to say, I think Antelope Canyon. Yeah. Antelope Canyon itself was beautiful. There's an upper and lower, which are two separate tours that you do have to take. And our driver at the upper.
Wow.
Want to tell that story?
Yeah. So they had to drive you out there kind of a ways. 10, 15, 20
minutes. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
And they just drive straight through. Like, this is actually on, I think it's Navajo territory, right? Their land. And
yes,
they drive straight through the desert to the cave, and this guy gets going. Man, he just was going like 45 miles an hour over all these bumps. Oh, man, I think I hit my head like 30 times on the ceiling. We were just flying around. This guy was zooming. It was crazy.
No, this wasn't normal driving. All right, no. we're watching the other cars be very like nice and gentle over these bumps. Our guy, he is drifting through the sand. He's like riding the, oh, it was, he was like not a care in the world. Didn't
jerking
care.
Everything.
Oh, it was fun. And then of course, everybody else didn't say a word. And then at the end, of course, he's our tour guide. He like, again, starts drifting with his car. I thought I was going to die in the back of this car. He drifts and like kind of finally pulls to the side. And he's like, well, we have extra time since you guys went through it so fast, which he kind of like charged us through upper canyon. And he's like, you guys can go explore. So all of us, there's nine of us in this car, just file out of the car like little ants. And we're like, woo, we get to explore.
There was a little side canyon that he took us to.
Yeah.
And most of the time they go with you throughout the tours in the major, major canyons. But this one, he's like, just go for it. And we just ran. We just ran through it.
Everybody just had a blast. It was, I hope you get that tour guide because it really makes the experience so much more fun. But other than that, what would you give this entire race? Like, what would you tell people? One word of advice to everybody else, and then what would you give this race? Like a 1 to 10 rating.
I would say like a 9 or 10. You know,
9 or 10.
The trail was really hard, so that's why I wouldn't give it a full 10.
There you go.
On a scale, here we go. I got it. On a scale of 1 to 10, Kaya is here. Kaya.
It takes a lot to impress me.
It does take a lot to impress her. Not to mention, every time we run a half, she's always like, I'm never running another half in my life. I'm like, you did great, Kaya.
I don't do
She's always, she always hates me at the very end. And then I think, honestly, I'd give this one, I'd probably give it a 10. I love trail running. I wasn't ready for it whatsoever. But if I was ready for it, I would definitely, it would stay at a 10. Just because... everything we did there was so much fun. It definitely was a vacation race where you go, you have a bunch of fun, you make a bunch of memories, and then you run a fun race, and then you have to drive another 5 miles up, and which we pretty much just hammered out on the way back up. So, I mean, honestly, if you're looking for a race, this would be a great one to start with because you can also hit all of the national parks. So Zion, Bryce, Grand Canyon, Antelope, Vegas is close by. You can hit everything around there. So I would definitely look into this race if I were you. Now for our next adventure, we're going to go to a new one that we see with vacation races, and it's going to be Mount Rainier. So Kaya informed me today that's actually in Washington, not Oregon. I guess I get to go up and explore that side of the country. Is there any takeaways you want to give with all the listeners?
Yeah, just make sure you look up things to do. There's a lot to do in that area. Yeah.
There's a lot more also on their website and the page that you'll get when you are about to run the race. But that's up to you. We gave you some of the fun things that we did. Go ahead and check it out for yourself, and also maybe get ready to sign up for this race come June 7th. So, you guys, that's all I have for you today. If you enjoyed today's race review, please hashtag race review. Tell me what part you enjoyed the most and tag me also at the Runpreneur on Instagram, Facebook, on TikTok, whatever it is. We're both there. She is was Kaya's Corner on TikTok. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has a bunch of fun videos, traveling videos. We're always doing something. So head over to both our social medias and just let us know how you what you enjoyed most about this race or race review. And tell us if you're going to sign up for the race itself. So other than that, that's all we've got for you today. And I hope you have an amazing day. And of course, run your lives. Bye, guys.